Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 22nd, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And it's so funny. I've probably done 150 of these daily pods at this point. Honestly, maybe more than 150. But I am very much Ron Burgundy, where if I don't have that intro in front of me, I simply freeze up and can't think of it. That was my third time recording the intro for today. But you know what? That's okay. We keep going. I hope you all had a great Monday. Let me tell you, there is simply nothing like watching the team you love win a big game. Just nothing like it. Obviously, you guys know I love Leeds. That's my team I support. They won a big game on Monday. Huge outcome. But I just kept thinking the whole time, like, it is so cool to watch a team you love win a big game. And I'm very happy. Obviously, we were all thrilled when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. But I can't experience that the same way you guys all get to. And I'm all happy you got to experience that. I got to experience something similar on Monday. And I'm super happy you all got to experience that. Not only in 2017, but earlier this year. So before we get into everything, maybe take a second and remember how awesome that was, because it really is why we do it, why we talk about sports, why we follow sports, why you listen to this daily pod. Very, very cool stuff. So the Eagles did not win the Super Bowl yesterday, though. They won that back in February. So today we are going to simply talk about the news of the day, which the Eagles made a big signing, a signing I think we all expected coming, but one that is now official. We have a new name on who the Eagles could potentially take at number 32. And then A.J. Brown had quite the Monday, a roller coaster of a day. So before we get into that, let's start with what is on the schedule. The Eagles did report to voluntary OTAs on Monday. We've not gotten word yet on who showed up and who didn't. I would just say it'll be very noteworthy to see if Dallas Goedert was there. Because let's be honest, Dallas Goedert would be at practice on Monday. Not even practice. He would be there at the start of voluntary OTAs if his contract situation and he wasn't potentially on the trade block, if none of that was happening. Dallas Goedert's always someone. He's one of the hardest workers on the team. He's been here a long time. I have no doubt he would have been there. And maybe he was there. I've not gotten an answer to that yet. If he was there, I think that is an awesome sign for, his desire to stay in Philadelphia. If he's not there, then I think this is as good as gone, and he is, and he's donezo, because that just speaks to the fact the team has essentially informed him, like, yeah, we're going to be moving in a different direction. And it would not surprise me at this time next week, Dallas Goedert is on a new team. So that was the big deal on Monday, was that the players voluntarily did report. We don't know how many reported, but it was the first day of voluntary OTAs. So football season inching ever so closer to being back. The other thing on the schedule, as I've reminded you guys, but I really want as many Go Birds listeners there as we can get. Brandon Graham live on May 5th, 55455. It'll be in Phoenixville. It's an event at night. It's a few hours. Brandon Graham will be up on stage talking about his career, talking about hopefully stories we've never heard before, but it's always cool to hear Brandon talk. And it would be really cool to have like a WIP kind of ceremony thing for him where we get to express to him how awesome it's been watching him play in an Eagles uniform. So if you don't have tickets for that yet, that they are available on 94WIP.com. Go check them out. Go buy tickets. Let's all hang out that night. So the news of the day on Monday was Cam Jurgens and the Philadelphia Eagles agree to a four-year, $68 million extension that included almost $40 million in guaranteed money, and it ties him to the Eagles through the 2029 season. So Cam had 1 year left on his deal from his four-year rookie year contract that he signed as a second-round pick. The Eagles very rarely let guys they super like become free agents, especially ones where they have a chance to sign them early. And you've seen them do that. And this is right in line with kind of what I think their offseason plan was to lock up and make sure they have the players they want to build around under contract for a long time. We saw them do it last offseason with AJ and Devontae. We saw them do that now with Cam Jurgens. And I think it's something you'll see them do next offseason with guys like Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, and, you know, those kind of key players on defense. So Cam gets $70 million, almost $40 million guaranteed. Good deal for Cam. So I believe it puts him now, he's the second highest paid center in the NFL, behind only Creed Humphrey, but I believe he got more guaranteed money than Creed Humphrey did. The total value of the deal, I believe, is right around what Creed was. So he's essentially right there with the highest paid center in the NFL. And, you know, for Cam, very cool story, right? I mean, it's easy to forget about now, but this time last year, we were talking about, can Cam Jurgens be an NFL center? Can Jurgens be the player Jason Kelce was? Certainly not right away. None of us thought that could happen, but it kind of did end up happening. I don't think last year could have gone any better for Cam Jurgens, obviously winning the Super Bowl, but outside of that, just the way he played, he showed he has absolute all-pro level talent in his body at the center position. You know, Zach Berman of PHLY tweeted this quote earlier on Monday, and it is just like a very good way to capsule, to kind of, you know, remember how Cam's year went. Cam was talking at his locker after the season, and he said prior to the year, he remembers getting questions every day about replacing Jason Kelce. And then when those questions stopped, that's when he knew he was doing pretty well. So really cool story for him. You know, obviously a huge day in his life. He gets his contract. For the Eagles, another success story as a second round pick. But it also, what it does show is, you know, I think this is a better example of the Saquon contract. I know when Saquon signed his extension earlier in the year, it was, you know, kind of billed as, well, if you play well, the Eagles will reward you. And we knew that. But I think what this really shows that, like, if you are on your rookie deal and you're eligible for extension, you're a great player, the Eagles will pay you. And they've done that time and time again. So now you look at their offensive line and they have Mailata under contract. They have Dickerson under contract. They now have Cam under contract. They have Lane under contract. And if I'm Kenyon Green or Tyler Steen and I see the news on my phone Monday morning that Cam Jurgens got paid, you want to talk about a reason to be motivated this year. If Kenyon Green has a big year, he probably will get paid. If Tyler Steen has a big year, he will get paid. Now, Mekhi Becton just didn't get paid, but they weren't. Tyler Steen was drafted by the team, and I think Kenyon Green, the team views as more of a high upside, long-term fit. Mekhi Becton, obviously a big year, but, you know, he was a free agent signing on a one-year kind of prove-it deal. So we'll see, but I definitely think that this in the offensive line room and really around the locker room should show you for guys like Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Jalix Hunt, N'Kobe Dean, I'm trying to think of non-Georgia guys, but Quinyon Cooper, like they will pay you if you play well after your rookie year. Like you, and again, with the draft coming up this week, I think if you are a rookie, you are looking at hopefully ending up in Philadelphia because you'll have a chance to win, you'll develop, and you'll get paid. So this is a good message for rookies entering the league, and that could be Eagles this time next week, that the Eagles will pay you. So obviously there's a couple other quick takeaways from the Cam Jurgens things. First, the fact that they signed him, I think does speak to the confidence they have in his back injury. Obviously Cam had a back injury at the end of last year. He ended up having surgery for it. I think the Eagles probably would have paid him either way, but this is a loud financial statement that they feel Cam is healthy and still a long-term part of this team. So, you know, hopefully Cam is feeling good. We're going to get a chance to talk to him later in the day on Monday. We'll have some quotes for you guys for that in the Wednesday Daily Pod. But yeah, Cam, definitely a sign that they feel his back is in good space. So the other thing is, now if you look at the Eagles offensive line, we talked about how, you know, they will pay their guys. But now look at what they put on the offensive line. Mailata, Dickerson, Lane Johnson, and Cam Jurgens now have around $160 million guaranteed between the four of them. Like, the Eagles have bulked up and paid their offensive line. And, you know, they've kind of done it, obviously, but, like, think about the transition they've done from, like, Jason Peters, Brandon Brooks, Jason Kelsey, you know, Wisniewski, kind of, I guess, but, like, and then Lane, who's still here, to now this offensive line. They really only had one down year on the offensive line. That was 2020, and it was because of injuries. But Howie's done an awesome job of rebuilding this line, reshaping this line, and all of them, besides Lane, are young enough where you could expect this to be the starting offensive line for, you know, Lane, I would think at least two more years, but even if you remove Lane, Mailata, Dickerson, and Cam on that left side of the line obviously are set for years to come. So that's a big deal. The other thing is, just look at how locked in all the players are in the Eagles offense. So locked in up until 2028 currently. Jalen, Saquon, AJ, Devontae, Mailata, Landon, Cam, and that's it. But then if you just do 3 years, just through 2027, Jalen, Saquon, AJ, Devontae, Mailata, Landon, Cam, and Lane, I mean, they have a lot of their players locked up for a really long time. So with the draft coming up, obviously that'll change the shape of the roster to an extent. Whoever the first round pick is a big part of this team. But on offense, they really are set up for years to come. So what does this do to salary cap space, which I feel like is always a question after a player signs a big term deal? So Cam had a cap hit of around $5 million. I think it's like 5.8 for 2025. They sit around $20, $22 million in cap space. My guess is this won't change much. Maybe it'll move a few million one way or the other. But I would be really surprised if this, like, if his cap hit jumps for 2025. I think it'll stay roughly around the same. Maybe it goes up to 8. Maybe it drops down to 4 or 3. I think it just depends how they want to structure it. But I don't think you'll see a big change in the cap hit. So that was the big news on Monday. Exciting for Cam, and I think something we all saw coming, but now we know is officially done. All right, so next up, an interesting draft tidbit here that we got. So we've talked about a lot of people that could be the Eagles pick at number 32, and one name we have not talked about, and I think with right reasons, but one name we have not talked about was brought up by Tony Pauline, who I think does an unbelievable job with his draft stuff. Every year, it feels like he does a great job. But one name we have not talked about, and I will try my best here to pronounce this name, Femi Oladejo, I believe, out of UCLA, an edge rusher. And here's what Tony Pauline had to say about that. Quote, in conversations late last week, I was informed that Femi Oladejo will end up being selected anywhere from 30 to 45. Besides the Niners, who hold pick 43, I'm told the Philadelphia Eagles with the last pick in round one, as well as the Tennessee Titans and New England Patriots at the top of round two, are possibilities to pull the trigger on Oladejo. So, what do we know about this UCLA rusher? And I got to say, I'm disappointed I have not talked about him more. I read about him, and I had him as someone I liked, but just never really made his way onto the pod. So 6'3", 261 pounds, 21 years old, turns 22 in September, 4.5 sacks last year, 13.5 tackles for a loss in 2024. Only 5 total sacks the last 2 years. So that is a concerning amount of sacks, I would say, for an edge rusher. Now, he's a former true stand-up linebacker that shifted into the edge position. So he hasn't played edge as long, you know, that it's not like his first position. Great body for it. 6'3", long arms, can drop into coverage, really good against the run. Rushed mostly from a two-point stance. Hand was not in the ground very often. Now, I'm sure Bryce Huff would sit here and say, well, that's fine. But as we saw with the Eagles, Huff liked to rush with his hands in the ground. Oladejo already does. So that could be, you know, something that would transition well from college to the Eagles. The only concerning thing I saw about him was, so the Beast from The Athletic, obviously I think the best draft stuff out there, in there it said, convincing NFL teams that he is coachable to reach his ceiling will be key throughout the draft process. So the Eagles, did bring him in for a top 30 visit. I'm pretty sure he was one of the guys they brought in. Let me double check my list really quick to make sure. Yes, he did come in for a visit. So you would think that with any potential concerns there, they would have a good read on him. So not a name we've heard. To be honest, it seems like it would be a reach at number 32. But at 32, I think at that point, you are really just trusting your own evaluations. That's not like taking someone at 8 that was projected to go at 20. I think at 32, there's enough kind of, you know, wiggle room there in what the best player could be. But an interesting name nonetheless. So the other news from Monday was that AJ Brown, quite the surprise morning to start his day. AJ Brown took to Twitter and wrote that his car was stolen Sunday into Monday night. He woke up. Here's AJ talking about it.
Come on, Philly. Come on, man. You stole my whip last night. Come on, man. I make a deal with you, bro. To whoever you are, which I'm gonna find out soon. I make a deal with you, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. I won't press charges, bro. Just bring the whip back, bro. And you can go on about your day. But if I find you, come on, bro. It's gonna be what it's gonna be. And I'm gonna come in the interrogation room. I might see about you, my boy. Like, I'm on that. But just bring the whip back, bro. You smooth with it, though. You pulled up at 3:42. You walked. You got up out of there at 3:45. You fast on your feet. Real fast. I'm gonna show you how fast I am on my feet. Yeah, real talk. Like this finna get done today. Like, bro, so you might well pull back up, bro. Drop that out, bro. We know where you at right now. Right now. Like, pull back up, bro.
So AJ, as you can hear there, took to Twitter, took to Instagram, told people, please go find my car. Not sure how it was found, but good news, it did end up being returned to AJ, and it seems like his son had a little bit of fun with it.
I'm out here grinding for the Philadelphia Eagles, and I gotta look for my car. Come on, man. Nah, but look, we already got the whip. See, I told you to just turn the car back in. Just turn it in now, and now you gotta deal with the consequences, man. I'll tell y'all a little funny joke, man. This morning, when we was talking to the police, my little son gonna come up and say, hey, dad, Paw Patrol, Paw Patrol. I said, hey, everybody got jokes this morning, huh? Yeah, the joke's on you.
Yeah, no good. Don't steal cars. But if you're going to steal a car, especially don't steal AJ Brown's car. But don't steal cars in general. So an interesting start to the day on Monday for AJ Brown, who filmed that second video, by the way, where he's talking about the car coming back, filmed it at the Eagles facility as he was working out. So good to see AJ putting in that offseason work. So on the other side, we only have a few more days of mock drafts. The mock draft ending is almost here with the draft only a few days away. So on the other side, we'll get into one of my favorite draft experts, Jordan Reed of ESPN, released a mock draft, and we'll see who he had the Eagles taking. So that's on the other side. But first, a word from our sponsors.
So you have a podcast and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
So the NFL draft, now just a few days away, Thursday night, it all begins, and the final mock drafts are coming in. So Jordan Reed of ESPN, who I feel like might be a local guy that's gone pro, but I'd say pro in the way that he works for ESPN, like he is killing it. Very happy to see him doing well. I've always enjoyed reading his stuff. So Jordan Reed of ESPN put out a mock draft, and he had the Eagles taking, let's just say it, a familiar name at number 32. But first, let's look at where he had other players going. Cam Ward to the Titans, that's a lock. Hunter Travis to the Browns, seems like that's really going to happen. Abdul Carter to the Giants, Will Campbell to the Patriots, and Mason Graham to the Jaguars. So it seems like that's going to be the top five. It's really just a matter maybe if Abdul Carter goes from 3 to 4, but it seems like that is not going to happen. So that would be the top 4 or 5, according to Jordan Reed, and a lot of people seem to believe that. Now, he had Michael Williams, the edge rusher out of Georgia, going to Chicago at number 10. Colston Loveland to the Chargers at number 22, so he falls a little bit there. Nick Emenwerry to the Vikings, a safety out of South Carolina at number 24. And Malachi Starks at number 26 to the Rams. Donovan Ezeraku, a player who I think It's a good chance to be an Eagle. Washington at number 29. And then Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle out of Ohio State that I don't think they should select, goes at number 31. And that leaves Walter Nolan to the Eagles at number 32. I mean, more and more mock drafts have them taking him. You just look at the advanced stats. I saw one tweet and it talked about like defensive tackles in college over the past, maybe like 10 years or whatever it was, that had a win rate against the run in the pass of over 10%. And there was maybe eight of them on the list. Jalen Carter was one. Walter Nolan was the other. So him being in Philadelphia really, really could be like a franchise-altering moment for that defensive line. So why Jordan Reed at number 32? I'm sorry, why Walter Nolan at number 32? Jordan Reed writes, quote, "Once again, the Eagles can wait in the background while the best players on their board fall to them. Nolan is an explosive pass rusher who could step right into the void left by Milton Williams and Brandon Graham. Nolan's a true pressure generator who can easily penetrate the first level and disrupt the timing of opposing offenses. His 6.5 sacks in 2024 tied for the third most in FBS among defensive tackles. He would add another disruptor to the defensive line that was the catalyst for Philly's Super Bowl win," end quote. Yeah, I think this would be a home run hit. Like, I would absolutely move up to select Walter Nolan. I just think the idea of him and Jalen Carter next to each other, it's going to make the edges life easier. It's going to make the linebackers life easier. It's going to make the secondaries life easier. Walter Nolan, now he has to reach that potential. He doesn't come in with the same potential as a Jalen Carter. Obviously, Carter went in the top 10, but I do see similar skill sets in the two players. So it would be a great pick for the Eagles at number 32. And we're getting closer. And I think there's a good shot it'll be him. The guys, again, Walter Nolan, Donovan Ezeraku, Nick Scowerton, for me, are the top three guys most likely to be Eagles at the end of round one. So I hope you all enjoy your Tuesday. We got a special pod with a special guest coming out on Tuesday. I think you guys are really going to like it. So everyone, go enjoy your day. As always, he's Elliot. I'm James. Talk to you guys later.